What do you think is the greatest act of courage? An expedition to climb Mount Everest? Maybe your mind drifts to the exploits of Dr. David Livingstone and his missionary work in Africa, where he faced hostile tribes and tropical diseases and wild animals. If someone asked a group of young people, possibly they would talk about the spaceship Enterprise on the television show Star Trek and the courageous acts of Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, whose commission was to explore new worlds and go where no man had ever gone before. Younger children might talk wide-eyed about the heroics of circus performers, the lion tamer, the girl who walked the tightrope high above everybody else in the circus tent. Courage, it seems, takes on many forms and faces. But for me, one of the greatest acts of courage is found in the last words of Joshua to the people of God. Over the years, we have learned that a person's last words take on special meaning and importance. They come from the experience of a lifetime and reflect the wisdom of years and its concerns for the future. Joshua chapter 23, verse 6, is an example of this. He told the people of Israel and the elders and their leaders and judges and officers, "Therefore, be very courageous to keep to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you don't turn aside to the right hand or to the left." Now, friends, for me, those words contain one of the greatest challenges for acts of courage recorded in the Bible. Joshua challenged them all to be very courageous, to keep and do all that was written in the book of the law of Moses. Now, friend, it takes courage to live according to the Word of God. When a couple determines, by the grace of God, they will live and teach their kids to live according to the Bible, that takes courage. To live a biblical life in a corrupt, immoral society takes courage. Obviously, we can't do it on our own. But when we think about the words of David, "God is on my right hand so that I will not be moved," we can take courage and press ahead in the strength of the Lord. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.